And welcome into the Dragon Locker Room Chat. Jake Spaulding with you. Talking Valley Falls Dragon Boys Basketball now, presented by Heinen Repair Service. Talking with 20-year head man, that's Caleb Gatzmeier of the Dragons. And, Coach, first off, just congratulations on a good start to the season. 2-0 with wins at home against both Jeff West and Oskaloosa. Averaging 75 points a game through your first two games. I guess just tell me right off the rip, what's clicking on the offensive side of the basketball right now for you?
You know, the thing about us this season is that we've got guys who can score from all positions. I kind of mentioned last week, you kind of got to try to pick your poison on what you want to do as far as us defensively wise, because we got shooters, we got drivers, and we got guys that share the basketball. So, you know, I thought last night, I thought against Jeff West, we played a great team basketball game. We shared the rock really well. Last night, we ended the game with like 15 assists. And the scary thing of it is I think that we could have been a little bit more efficient than what we were. We ended the game shooting 54% from the field, which, you know, any coach is going to take that. But, you know, I thought that we missed some easy shots that we're normally going to make. So, you know, in all actuality, I think with this group, the sky's the limit. We've got a team that, you know, of our five starters, we got four guys averaging double figures. And the really scary thing is that, you know, it could be any night, any one of them will going to lead us in scoring. So it's a unit that's gelling and it's clicking, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
Yeah, you guys now take on Friday. You've got at Royal Valley, your first road game of the year. But sticking with the guys on the offensive side, Damian Cervantes was our athlete of the week with his beginning start to the season, of able to score the basketball. What's it like for you to see the development that you've seen? You got some experience with the upperclassmen, but you got some underclassmen still that have some varsity experience that are really playing big roles now.
Yeah, definitely. Damian, you know, he started every game as a freshman last year. I mean, I think he missed like one or two with a little bit of an injury, but, you know, he came right back. And, you know, I've always said all along, watching him grow up, you know, I coached both of his brothers, and I know what kind of basketball they play in that family, and just watching him develop into the player he is has been a blessing. You know, last night he had 2 points at halftime, and then all of a sudden he, you know, in the third quarter, I believe it was, he hit couple shots in a row and takes it to the rack and finishes a couple times in a row, and I bet he scored 12 points in a span of 2 minutes. I mean, he's just that kind of scorer, and, you know, really all of our guards are like that. Hayden had, I thought, probably the best stat line of the night last night. He finished with 8 points, 7 assists, and he had 11 defensive rebounds. And, you know, getting 11 rebounds out of our point guard spot, and if he's getting the defensive rebound and we're on the attack and we're going, that's a scary thing for an offense, and for, especially, you know, scary thing for the offense, but, you know, defenses are trying to figure out what they have to do to stop it. So, and then Trenton last night, it was a pretty emotional game, I think, for him, going back against Oski. But, you know, he did a great job. He finished with the game high 20 points, but he had 14 in the second quarter alone, and that's really what got us going when we were able to get out to such a lead at halftime. So, you know, I'm looking forward to Thursday night, playing a bigger school, seeing what we can do against a team that's going to be really well coached and Coach Brown. And so, I'm just excited for this group, man.
Yeah, it's a good group that you guys have. I'm going to flip sides of the floor real quick, if you don't mind, and talk on the defensive side. You know, we're talking about the big scoring output from your guys' team and everything, but, you know, you're in men's basketball, the high school level, you know, you're scoring 50, 60 points is a pretty common thing. You hold Jeff West to just 60 and Oskaloosa just to 45. What are you seeing on the defensive side here early on?
You know, I've told our guys all along that we could be really, really good defensively as long as we stay active. Get to the spots that we need to do. You know, early in the game last night, Oski hit us with some pick and roll action, lobbing it over the top, and we just weren't getting to the help side and getting to the tape like we needed to. Made some adjustments, and then we kind of took everything that they wanted to do away. But we're active, we're quick, and we're controlling the boards. Rebounding is such a key piece on defense. You can limit teams to a tough shot, and they only get one shot every time down the floor. Good things are going to happen for you. So, And great defense leads to great offense as well. So, you know, just as long as we stay active and we keep the ball in front of us and make guys shoot tough shots, we're going to be in a lot of basketball games.
Valley Falls Dragons, again, 2-0 on the young season, a team that is definitely picked to compete with the top of the NEKL. Not only that, but in the class as well, when you're talking about going up against a bigger school in the Royal Valley Panthers, what does that do for your squad when you're able to play bigger schools and just that larger map, if you will, of a classification in preparation as the season goes along?
You know, you like to think that, you know, the bigger schools you play, the better the competition, just because they have more athletes to choose from and stuff. But it's not always the case, but it's like that most times. We played Royal Valley this summer, and it was a very competitive basketball game. So, you know, I think that we'll have a little bit of a advantage on the inside, between Flint Seymour and Colin Kearney, which, you know, Colin had another great night last night. I think he had 16 points and 10 rebounds. So he's averaging a double-double on the year. So, you know, Flint didn't have quite the offensive game that he wanted last night, with a little bit of foul trouble. But those two guys on the inside are huge presences for us. And if they can shoot the ball from the inside at a high rate, it only opens everything else on the outside for us. So.
All right, Coach. Well, good health and good luck to you.
All right, Jake. I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, no problem. That's Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer of the Valley Falls Dragons and the Dragon Locker Room Chat, presented every week by Heinen Repair Service.